Welcome on in. Throwback weekend is upon us, and back at it again, better than ever, is Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop, the pride of Virginia, Adam Cheek, alongside Boise, Idaho's own Mr. Brian Demi the Dillon, back for another edition previewing Darlington weekend. Adam, the first time in your young, illustrious journalistic career for the NASCAR side of things, you'll be heading to a different track not named Richmond Raceway. Darlington, South Carolina, is where you and our good friend, content editor, Mr. Michael Mass, will be taking to the track for 3 days of exhilarating action at Darlington. And we got to talk about throwback weekend, because it's always one year where paint schemes are always different. We've been going on for, when was the first time we started this, but it's been a while. So just your overall thoughts on throwback weekend. Is it time to stop this, to continue it? And then just what are your favorite throwbacks of this upcoming year for this race on Sunday?
Well, as you can tell, I'm excited about throwback weekend. I've got this very old Jeremy Mayfield hat that I had when I was little. I've got a hockey playoff shirt on. It's a huge sports weekend, a huge sports week. And it's my first race at a place that's not Richmond, like you said. I'm very excited. It's my first triple header weekend. I cannot wait. But yes, throwback weekend has kind of become a point of contention among the NASCAR community over the last, 4, 5, 6 years, it seems like. Oddly, because it's something that I really love. You're going to see your common schemes getting thrown back to you, but there are some deep cuts in there that I really love, and I'll talk about some of those in a minute. But it's something different. You know, you have the dirt, and if you want to call it a gimmick, fine. Throwback weekend is another gimmick, if you want to call it that, that's just wildly entertaining, and there's that anticipation of seeing all the cool throwback schemes people come up with. I love it. I don't know about you. It's something that I love. And before we get into our favorites, I don't know what your thoughts are on throwback weekend, but I do love it. I really do.
If it's once a year, I'm totally fine with it. I think if it's more than that, it becomes oversaturated. So I'm fine with it. For the throwbacks, I'll give my two favorite ones. Love the number 17 car, Chris Buescher, throwback meant to now NASCAR Hall of Famer Matt Kenseth. He was elected into the Hall of Fame on Wednesday afternoon, so congrats to him. And I know we both love the number 24 car, throwing it back to Jeff Gordon for William Byron. Those are my two favorite. Adam, what about you? What are some of your favorites?
Well, I'll pick two different ones, because the 24 is one of my two. If I had to pick a top two, I grew up with that scheme. I grew up loving that Flames car, and I'm excited to see them finally do it. If I had to pick two others, it's very hard, because you have the Kenseth one, that perfect timing given his induction to the Hall of Fame. Josh Berry's creative car, like last year. You've got the Sam Mayer, Rick Mass. There's so many good ones, a Paul Menard. But I think if I had to go with a couple, very tempted to go with the Buckshot Jones. Outside of the Byron, Trackhouse as a whole, because it feels wrong to split them up. The two Coca-Cola cars run by Junior and Senior in Japan back in 1998. They executed those perfectly, and there's no better way to do a throwback than by getting the original sponsor back on board. But my favorite, alongside the Byron, has to be the Carson Host of Our Truck throwbacks, Travis Pastrana. It's got the ghosted designs. It's got the ghosted one in front of the 42, like Pastrana did in front of the 99. And it's a unique choice, too. It's something that no one's done a Pastrana throwback. No one's done anything to that car. So it's cool. I love the little like Napoleon Dynamite reference mixed into the little designs and everything. I could go on and on about it, but I love it. It looks awesome.
We saw tire wear happen at Dover last Sunday/Monday, and it was great because the tires wore and it provided great racing. Now they're coming to a racing surface in Darlington that chews tires up like King Kong does, tearing up buildings in New York City from the movie King Kong. I know you love that movie, Adam. What is it about Darlington that just chews up tires and spits them out?
Oh, God. Well, I think the big thing going into this weekend is what's going to happen with that? Because we've seen loose wheels. We've seen tires just completely fall off cars, like Denny Hamlin last week and AJ Allmendinger. We've seen the tires wear exponentially more than it seemed they did last year, and cars not being able to go anywhere with flat tires. It's just the way Darlington is. It's an old track. It's a historic track. It's notorious for its tire wear. I think we're going to see a lot of tire wear and a lot of threaded wheels in the pits on Sunday. And probably along with that, as a product of it, a lot of Darlington stripes, for sure.
Adam, last but not least, like we do every single Thursday, we dive into who we think is going to win. Remind our listeners who we picked last week and how they did.
Well, we both took previous Dover winners. I took Martin Truex Jr., you took Alex Bowman. Bowman ended up fifth, so you did better of us. And I would have done better had Martin Truex Jr. not gotten into it with Ross Chastain on that last lap and spun his way down the banking of the Monster Mile and ended up 12th. So you took the last 2 weeks, I should say, and I'm looking to rebound this week at Darlington.
So I'll go first, and then I'll hand it off to you. I'm going to go with the guy that has won there already before. I'm going to go with the guy that looked like he was going to be in contention before a loose wheel happened, and then he got collected with Cody Ware. I'm going to go with the number 11 car, Denny Hamlin, getting the job done. He won last year to get his first win of the season in the playoffs. At first win of the season overall, but it was in the playoffs, and I think he's going to get his second win of the season, second win in attendance for Denny Hamlin with Adam Cheek in attendance.
Well, Matt, I don't blame you for picking good old Denny Hamlin. He's very reliable at Darlington, and of course, throwback winner, which are always the most fun outcomes of these throwback races, to have one of those schemes in victory lane. I'm going to take a throwback as well. Yeah, I've debated on someone like Tyler Reddick maybe getting his first win, but I think the throwback magic is going to keep going at Darlington, and we're going to see Kyle Busch rolling into victory lane in the final season that we'll get an M&M's themed throwback. Personal preference, the Kenny Schrader car, but that Ernie Irvin scheme will be in victory lane when the checkered flag falls on Sunday.
All righty, Adam. For all the latest, we're going to be keeping your eye on at Adam and Cheek at Frontridge and my Twitter handle at TheBrianNolan. It's going to be fun. Enjoy it, buddy. And we are going to be looking for all of your content on frontridge.com. Have fun, bro.
Yes, sir. I cannot wait. I'm very excited. First triple header weekend. We're going to have a lot of action over those 3 days.
For Adam Cheek and everybody associated with Frontridge, I am Brian Nolan. Have a great weekend. We'll talk with you to recap Darlington and more Sunday night.